We have so much to thank God for. Life, health, family, love, peace, joy. The list of good things that we have received from God's hands is almost endless. But above all, we have to thank God for the gift of faith, which He has blessed us. Faith by which we can acknowledge God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as three persons, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, yet one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in God's everlasting glory. It's into this faith that we were baptized. In this faith, we will one day be commended to God's mercy as we leave this world to enter into the joyous vision of the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to be happy with God and the blessed in heaven forever. Isn't this the most wonderful privilege that God has blessed us with? Our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the most precious gift, the pearl of great price that we have received from God. It's our most distinctive, identifying mark, the foundation of all that we believe and profess in the creed. In a short while from now, the faith, belief in God as the Trinity, is the center, the cornerstone of our Christian life. That we see the early believers came to understand that in their interaction with Jesus, that they were being drawn into unique personal relationship that He enjoyed with the God He termed Abba, Father. That the death of Jesus did not put an end to this experience. On the contrary, that one of the key aspects of the disciples' experience of the resurrection was a sense of still being grasped within, energized by this relationship between Jesus and the Father. That so powerful was this experience that they recognized in it the creative power of God, described in the biblical Old Testament tradition as the Spirit. That so personal was the experience that eventually they came to recognize that it was involving a third divine person, the Holy Spirit. That so without injury to the basic monotheism which Christianity derived from the Jewish faith, the sense of three persons into one God came into being. Not as a remote heavenly mystery, let alone an arid theological puzzle that I saw our teenagers try to wrap their brains around this past Tuesday, but as a way of expressing a Christian sense of being drawn into divine communion of love. That there they found impulse and energy to be instruments of the saving outreach of that love into the world. That the mystery of the Trinity, belief in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a mystery that we will never fully understand. That we accept it on faith because God has revealed it to us. We believe that it is true on God's word. That He has told us, He has revealed this. That we know that what He tells us is true. For He neither deceives nor can be deceived. That God's word to us today, which we listened to a short while ago, told us plainly several secrets about the life of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That our first reading from the book of Proverbs told us that Spirit, which is another name for the Son of God, for Jesus, was eternally begotten before all creation. That when God the Father created, He was beside Him. Was poured out onto the whole of creation that God the Father made. That He was like a master craftsman, bringing all things into being in wisdom. That all of creation, the whole of creation, is in Him, through Him, and for Him. And in Him, the whole of creation holds together. That's why our creation goes and says, through Him all things were made. That the same eternal wisdom, the same eternal word, the only begotten Son of God, made man incarnate for us in Jesus Christ, has recreated or saved us who had become slaves to sin. that He has made peace between us and God the Father, has filled our hearts with faith, hope, and love through the gift of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus asks the Father, and along with the Father, sends us the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth, telling us the secrets of the inmost life of Father and Son, with whom He is united as one only God. That we know this unfathomable mystery of the inmost life of God as Holy Three, as the Trinity, only through what Jesus has told us, through what grace the Holy Spirit has helped us to personalize, to make own, to respond to, by addressing God as Abba, Father, Jesus as Lord in prayer. Isn't this the most wonderful privilege that we need to thank God each day for in our lives? That surely we will never comprehend this ineffable, this incomprehensible mystery of God's inner life. That the gift of faith given to us by the Holy Spirit comes to our aid, to aid our puny minds in our weakness. That there's a story of St. Augustine trying to grasp the mystery of the Holy Trinity, one of the greatest theologians our church has known. That he's trying to fathom, trying to work out by using his own intellect, using his reason to find out the full meaning of this holy mystery. That one day as he's walking along the shore, he saw a little child going repeatedly to the water and having collected a shellful each time, emptying it into a hole in the ground, in the sand. He's amused by what she was doing. So he asked her, "Little child, what are you doing?" "I'm trying to empty the ocean into this hole in the sand," came the reply. "You won't be able to do that," he told her. But just then it struck him that he was trying to do something similar, that he was trying to enclose the immensity of God, the mystery of God's triune life in his tiny mind. That he, when with that, he surrendered to God in faith. He surrendered his mind and heart and whole self to God, who is truth itself, and accepted in faith the truth of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, on God's own word. For God is always truthful and can neither deceive nor be deceived. Like St. Augustine, we too are invited to believe firmly what God has told us about himself. And when we surrender ourselves to him in faith, hope, and love, he will give us a little glimpse into the mystery of his own inner life. He will show us that he is not a lonely God, but a communion of three persons, three joined together in perfect knowledge and love, so perfect that they have only one soul nature, majesty, power, and glory. We will also come to see in faith that God, who is love itself, has loved us with an everlasting love, has loved us so much that he sent his only Son into the world to save us, and his Holy Spirit to renew and sanctify us, so we could become sharers in his own divine life through grace. That his Son and Holy Spirit, in his Son and Holy Spirit, he has called us to spend our lives in his service, the service of our brothers and sisters, and so make our pilgrim journey to heaven. We will share his glory and see him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, face to face forever. This Sunday, in addition to celebrating the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, we also celebrate Father's Day. A father is a very crucial point to understanding God and also to the function of a family. That one of the most important things a father does is to share something of himself with his children. You can think of the song, Forever Young, that there's really truth in that. Of all the wisdom of a lifetime, no one can ever tell. Yet fathers give something vitally important to their children when they talk to their children about themselves, sharing their life stories, their thoughts, feelings, and especially their faith. that some fathers have a very hard time opening up about themselves, while others enjoy it so much that they bore their kids to tears talking about stories of the good old days. But it remains true that the sharing that gift of himself with his children is one of the most loving acts a father can perform. That it's a real misfortune for a child to know little or nothing about his father. That tragically, there are far too many children in this world who have never known a loving father, or whose fathers are unable to show their love. But for all of us who have been baptized, we have a father who loves us more deeply than we can possibly imagine. That when we were baptized, we were adopted as God's children. And God our Father shows his love in the first place by sharing himself with us. That he does not leave us on our own in this world to spend our lives on an impossible mission of discovering himself for ourselves. That the whole sacred scripture unfolds for us the story of God's identity and his love for us. This can all be encapsulated in just one simple verse in scriptures found in John. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. How wonderful. God, whose love itself, wants to make us sharers of his divine life, both now on earth and forever in heaven. That he wants us to live like him here on earth, in communion of love and service. That's why Jesus gives us that great commandment to love one another. That we will be known as his disciples by the love we have for another. Because in doing so, we are united in communion with him forever in heaven. So let us thank God today for revealing to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, the mystery of his inner life. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us ask God to deepen our faith, to make it so that we can be witnesses to this faith, truly telling people, confessing this to others, being that witness, that disciple to the world of the Trinity. Of the triune God that we believe in. And in doing that, we commit our lives over to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that one day we can be joined in that communion, face to face with God forever.